Hello, hello. Welcome to the Commercial Music Success Club. I appreciate you for joining, and my sincere desire is to open the door and clear the fog away from you and allowing you to get your music into the ears, and not only into the ears, into the hearts of your listeners and your followers. Now, the reason this is called the Commercial Music Success Club is because it is focused on the psychological approach to creating music and marketing music, and also how you're creating your lyrics and what feeling that your music is allowing the listener to emote. Now, if you want your listener to feel your song and it's about a love song, you better get them into the feeling of a love song. How do you do that? Through chord progression, what words you use, cadence, what key the song is in. And all those things play an intricate part in your music. And hopefully these will be some wonderful things that will help you in your music. And today we're going to focus on, who are you talking to in your music? What are you talking about? Who are you talking to? That is so important. Before you write your next song, before you write your next rap lyric, before you do that next EP, just ask yourself, who are you talking to? And once you find out who are you talking to, then you got to understand, then you got to think next, how do they communicate and how are words communicated to them and what vernacular do they understand? Music success is more of a psychological approach. And then once you couple that with great marketing and a great image, then you got it going. But if you try to just do the great marketing and a great image and a great, you know, mixtape cover, and then all of a sudden the music just flat, it's not good. People got to know, it's like a food truck. When they get close to your music, they got to know this is something that they want in their ears. Just like people in a food, when they smell a food truck, they be like, that's something that I want in my mouth. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important to take an aspect of a psychological aspect of music, and that will bring you success in ways that you have never known. I'm going to give you an example. I had been making EDM for years, and dubstep, house music, all kinds of EDM. I've been making it for years. But the moment that I took time and I started studying and reverse engineering the great ones who were making, when I say the great ones, I mean the ones who have the greater amount of the attention. When I started paying attention to how they did music and what they were doing to cause people to react and what I could do to add to that. It wasn't just a copy thing. It's like ghost engineering, ghosting a song, learning how to put a song out there and learning how to, I'm not necessarily put a song out there, but learning how to compose a song that when it goes out there, it will be something that people want to hear. And if your music is not addictive, you've missed the point. And what do I mean by that? Addictive music that people do not want to stop listening to. As a matter of fact, it will anger them to stop listening to it because they want it to be part of their mind, of their life, for the rest of their life in their ears. But the thing about music is they have to come back to get some more. Because they forget what it sounds like. They remember what it sounds like, but they need the frequencies again to emit that feeling. And that's what you're doing as a musician. You're using frequency to emit feelings inside of the body of the person, or in the mind, or the spirit, or the soul, or the entity, the universe, or the vortex, however you want to look at it. And that's the aspect that I take when I compose anything, when I make anything now. I've been writing music for film and TV for about, I'm going on like 8-9 years now, for shows like Love and Hip Hop, Total Divas, and it took me a while to learn their formula, but when I learned their formula, what the editors were looking for, it was easy. You know, I got it. So it's all about your approach. It's not the landing, it's the approach that's going to make sure that your landing is successful. And we want you to land on top and not upside down. I'm DJ Dr. Watch, my partner's Lady Jen. We are ambassadors of good frequency. And these 5 minutes have been something that maybe that can help you in your music and help you understand what you can do to, I don't want to talk about what you missed, because you haven't missed anything. Because if you keep trying, you still haven't missed. You're just making different approaches until you get to the one that you want. Okay. And we are co-owners together of Son of Man Records, and our group is Ambassadors of Good Frequency, and we would like to invite you into our world and watch us as we climb up the Billboard charts. How shall we get there? We don't know, but we're just going to give you an honest approach on what we think is going to take to get you there. Have a beautiful day and a beautiful life, and remember, let the music play. Have a beautiful and wonderful existence. Bye-bye. Good morning, people in the record business, in the music business. How are you doing this day? I am having a wonderful morning this morning. It is Monday, and I am looking forward to all of the wonderful things that can happen out of spontaneity. Spontaneous. I don't know why that was having a problem coming out. But anyway, yesterday we were talking about, in the music business and why you need to take a proactive approach to your music and not just be the type of person who's just posting song after song after song, to have purposeful composition to all of your music. And we said yesterday we was going to talk about what are you writing about and who are you writing to, and that is so very important. And we want to put a parenthesis around this. What is your culture in your music? And that was going to give you the answer of who you're writing to. Then you're going to understand how to write to them. And then you're going to understand how to speak their language. You've got to learn to speak your fans' language or your supporters' language, however you want to look at it. You have to learn how to speak their language. What do you mean I got to learn how to speak their language? Well, if you're talking to roofers, you got to learn how to speak roofers' language. If you're talking to EDM people, you got to learn how to speak EDM language. If you're talking to roller skaters, gliders, you got to learn how to speak their language. And what I mean by that is, what vernacular do they use? What slang do they use? What idioms are they privy to? And what common threads of words throughout history and that we all use can you use to bring familiarity to your music in their mind? That's what you're looking to do. You're not looking to impress anybody with your singing ability. You're not looking to impress anybody with your how many runs you can make. You could do that, but I'm going to tell you something. This is the most important thing you want to do. The most important thing that you need to do when it comes to your music is to learn how the people that you are marketing to thinks. You've got to understand that you are a marketer. You're marketing music. You're trading, you're giving them sounds so they can transfer that sound into emotions and then into feelings and emotions. Hallelujah, that's what you're doing. That is just simple as what it is. You don't really have to look any further than that. You are a marketer if you are a musician. Let's say that again. You are a marketer if you're a musician, if you're looking to take your music to the commercial level. Now, if you're looking to just play to have fun, I can understand that. But I'm speaking to people who want to take their music to the next level because that's what this is about. Now, you can also use these same tactics, which I'm going to show you later up in some other episodes, on how to compose music so that people will pay attention to it. And how to create things that people want to keep hearing over and over again, over and over again. See, the thing about Reese Cup is they know how to make something that people want to taste over and over again. No matter how good that one they just had, they can't remember that taste. They can remember the feeling of that they had when they ate it from their response to their brain, the electrical impulse. But they can't remember what it tastes like. So guess what? They have to go back and buy another one. That's why I love incense, because it's a product that in order for the customer to use, they have to burn it up. Completely. So, what your music, they can't remember. I don't care what hit, people still have to go back and look at it and listen. Go back and look at the video and listen. Listen to the snip. They got to go back and listen. It's a snip. Sometimes it's just a snip online. It's this and that and that. What are you putting in your music to make people want to keep coming back to listen? The first time they listen, it's nothing. Is your music going to make them come back 100 times? 1,000 times? 10,000 times? A lifetime? And that's what I want to concentrate on in this series. The Commercial Music Success Club. Commercial Music Success is about applying psychological aspects to drive your energy, to drive your music into the mind of the listener. Now, first you have to get that done before you can come up with all this other stuff. You have to find a way to make something that people feel is irresistible. It's just plain as that. Now, in the next episode, we're going to talk about believing in yourself and how that can affect you and your music. I'm DJ Dr. Watts. My partner is Lady Jen. We are ambassadors of good frequency. This is the Commercial Music Success Club. I hope you're enjoying the podcast, and I hope it is helping you out. And remember, love yourself, believe in yourself, and look to be your original you, because there's only one. Have a blessing. Bye-bye. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another wonderful day of music greatness, of expressing ourselves out into the universe. Hello, everyone. I'm DJ Dr. Watts. My partner is Lady G, and we are ambassadors of Good Frequency. The record label is Son of Man Records, and the production company is Sarah and Boaz Productions. Please follow us everywhere on social media, DJ Dr. Watts on all social media platforms, DJ DRWATTZ. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Lady Jen 13, LadyJenN13. And please don't forget to stop by Bandcamp and by TuneCore and all streaming services. We have a new single out called Pressure Point, and I'm going to play that for you at the end of this podcast. So glad to have you here. Today, we want to talk about try. My wife came in today, and she said, I have a problem with a word. And I was like, what's this word, honey? Because she's always analyzing stuff. She's like, try. She said, what does try mean? She said, try can come with many different aspects. What does try mean? Does try mean that you're thinking about it or that you want to do it? Or try mean that you keep doing the same thing and refuse to let somebody else instruct you on how to get it better? Or does try mean that you just really don't give a crap and you're using the word try to just hang out in a cave and not give a damn? Okay, now, I want to use myself for example, because that's my greatest example, is me. I was trying to get better in music, but I wasn't trying right. Now, when I started paying attention to the ones who were making music and making success in the music, and when I started paying attention to what they were giving their fans, and when I started paying attention to what they were giving their listeners and how they reacted to their music, then I started doing. Now, the word trying can have a lot of different connotations to it, and it's really subjective according to the mindset of the user. But I've seen what I've seen in my, okay, I'm going to tell you what I've seen in my experience. In my experience, people who say they're trying use us as an excuse for you to shut the hell up and leave them alone because they do not want to be confronted why they're not, why they're slipping on their pimping and they haven't turned it up. Now, I'm 53 years old. On disability, chronic pain every day, had COVID, wrote two lo-fi hip-hop albums while I was doing COVID. Actually, wrote one and a half, almost two. Lo-fi hip-hop albums. I have no reason to have any excuses. My race, black, nope, that's not an excuse. Born down south, nope, that's not an excuse. Mom and dad didn't stay together ever, nope, that's not an excuse. Things didn't work out right, nope, that's not an excuse. First two wives left me, oh, nope, that's not an excuse. What excuse do I need for not doing and saying that I'm just trying? Now, when I started doing, I started getting results. And I put a fire to my own feet, put my own feet to the fire. And I got my own self situated and my own mind together, and I started moving toward my goal instead of using that word. I've always been hustling, but I had to take it to you. I'm gonna tell you something about being a professional that you don't know. You think people just get good? No, baby, they get good, and then they go work harder and they get better, and then they go work more proficient and they get better, like basketball players, musicians, painters, cooks, bakers. Now you see people who are linear in their craft. They never get any better. The food never gets any better. It never gets any more delectable. They keep using the same old ways that they've done it. Now, people who take time to learn from others, you got to have to humble yourself and get your ass off your back. You're going to have to get that attitude out of the way. And you're going to have to start, you're going to have to start listening and let people teach you, because there are people further up the road that have made mistakes that you don't have to stop in holes and break your leg. You can listen to them, pay attention, and don't do the same thing that they did and keep on going on up the road. But you're going to have to humble yourself. Haughty spirit come before a fall. Pride come before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. You can believe that. If you can't listen to people, I don't know how you're going to make it in this world. So I just wanted to bring this out to you today. This is something that I'm thinking about. We're all on the game where we're bettering ourselves, getting ourselves better, trying. What does the word trying mean? What does it mean to you? Are you actively doing it? Are you doing it the wrong way? Are you just using it as an excuse to sit on your ass and not do anything? What are you putting your hand to? How are you doing it? What are you doing it? There's no time for excuses. We are all getting older. And guess what? Dr. Death is waiting at the door. Y'all have a beautiful one. Be blessed and have a lovely day. Peace. Good morning, wonderful people. Thank you, wonderful people, for joining the podcast. Sorry. And those that are listening worldwide, I want to say how much I appreciate you. And I am very excited and believe that the words that are coming out of my mouth will be some kind of blessing unto you into your future. And today in this 5 minutes, we want to talk about doing it when you don't feel like it. Now, there are days when I'm ready to live stream. I've just created a new track. I want to show the world. I want to live stream. I'm ready to get it mastered. I want to get it out there. And I'm just ready to go. And then some days I wake up and it's like, And I feel to myself, after I meditate, I'm like, so what should I be doing? And sometimes I don't know what to do. I'm just sitting there in just like an airplane circling and waiting for instructions to land. And then sometimes I'm just like, my inner being will be like, just start. And then I'll just start. And sometimes it doesn't feel like, you know, Yahoo and down the canyon. And sometimes it doesn't feel like that, but I still have to get up and go. Because it is my responsibility to set my legacy in this music and these gifts that I've been given. And if I want it to come to fruition, it's nobody else's job. It's not my family's job. It's not my wife's job. It's not my kids' job. It's not the people that support me's job. It's not their job. It is my job to keep the fire and the pilot light lit and the fire going, okay? Sometimes the fire's not on, but you got to keep the pilot light ready. Because if the pilot light is on, that's the little bitty flame that burns. So when the hot water tank, well, back in the day, when you had gas hot water tank. So when it in your heater, when it comes on, check this out. You ready to go. You got fire. So there are opportunities that come. And sometimes they come when times are inconvenient. People will call, emails will call, you'll get messages. I've met with three app developers that are interested in the music that I'm making and this and that and doing this. Some of them is for film and TV. Some of it's for right now money. Some of it's for later money, you know, front end money, back end money. But it's all about making yourself available to yourself and showing up when you don't feel like showing up, like getting up in the morning and doing it anyway. Because as an entrepreneur, we don't have anybody to push us. We don't have a boss to threaten us. Everything that we do, we have to do it out of our own volition. And in lieu of our future and our future goals. That's all that we have. We don't have anybody to threaten our time. Nobody to threaten our money. Nobody to say, if you don't show up, this is not going to be done. The only person that does that is me. And I'm my boss. I'm the boss over my life. And that's what you're going to have to do in order to become the boss over your life. You're going to have to set up certain disciplines in your life. But don't worry, you're not going to have to worry about setting them up. Like I tell people all the time, just get up and meditate every morning for 15 minutes. What does it mean by meditating? You mean like ain't trying to make something happen? Nope. Trying to visualize something? Nope. Just get up, turn on some music, and get quiet and let your inner being have influence over your intuition and watch the wonderful things that will happen. You will be surprised how much can happen if you can just shut up and we can just chill out. Like Moses told him, be still and see the salvation. Every morning I'm born again. Sometimes through intraday I'm born again. People say, you've changed. I'm like, the hell, I hope I am. You think I want to remain as ignorant as I was last month? I don't want to be as ignorant as I was yesterday. I have no problem with constant correction. Because I don't want to sin. And what sin means, that's an archery term, which means to miss. I want you to let that sink in. To sin means to miss. It has nothing to do with immorality. You know? And as we're wrapping up these last 40 seconds, I just want to encourage you. Do it when you feel like it. Do it when you don't. Watch every YouTube video you can. Go to every webinar you can. Download every newsletter you can. Stop thinking about, oh, they just want some money. Yeah, they want some money, but guess what? They got something to trade with you, and that's knowledge. You got to start valuing your time over money. Money is not the most important thing here. It is important, but the most important thing is your time. So hang on to what's good. Get up and do it when you don't feel like it. And have a wonderful and beautiful day. I'm DJ Dr. Watts. Let the music play and make a change in your life today. One decision at a time. Meditate that mind in quietness and watch what happens. I love you. I'm out of here. And watch me head to Billboard Music, Billboard charts in the world stages in music. Remember that name, DJ Dr. Watts and Lady Jen. We are ambassadors of good frequency. Have a wonderful and beautiful day. Peace. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hoping you're having a beautiful and wonderful, glorious existence today. As a lot of you know that listen to some of my earlier podcasts, you know that I'm really big on mind science, using your mind and learning to trust the power of your mind and your thoughts and your intentions and what you pay attention to. Now, what we're going to title this one today is using your mind to boost your art. I want to share with you some things, and I'm going to be straight up honest with you about it. I don't know if you're going to believe me or not, but I'm going to share something with you. When I first started in music, especially like online, I didn't quite have the skill that I needed to become commercially marketable. Now, a lot of us as artists have to understand that it's one thing to do what we love, but another thing to be commercially marketable. And that's something that I hadn't reached yet. What I did to change that, number one, now there are some things that happened. Yes, I did do some things, but I didn't do them first. I aligned my thoughts about who I was and my work first, because believe me, whatever your expectation of yourself is, those are the only things you're going to be open and only things you're really going to respond to and the only things that you're going to see opening. Now, I started esteeming that I was a magnificent producer. I started esteeming that my music is on Billboard charts under artists. I started esteeming myself that I was an EDM electronic artist, a beat producer, record label owner, that I was proficient as the top guys in the EDM spectrum, scene, however you want to put it. And I started believing that and going to bed and believing that and actually conjuring the feelings up myself without any evidence. And I started just holding that thought and expectation. I didn't reach out to anybody. I didn't call anybody. I didn't do anything. Now what happened is my intuition led me to like certain videos on YouTube, talking to certain people, paying attention to certain artists, watching when I'm going through social media, watching certain posts. Now what happened is I aligned my intuition. I aligned my expectation, I aligned my expectations and my intuition. Intuition was matched at by the universe. So if you're saying that you're just a sideline musician or you're just a weekend musician or a weekend warrior, or you're not, you don't really just do it. And if you want to be commercially successful, then your mindset will take you there. Now, are you going to just going to be on the couch? Woo, 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 woo. No. But the purpose of meditation, which is simply quieting your mind and ceasing thinking as much as you can. Oh, it's going to start back. I'm telling you, a quiet mind is receptive to the intuition of your inner being. Your inner being has some amazing secrets and shortcuts to show you. But you don't take time enough to quiet your mind. You know, take time to be still and see the salvation. I'm not talking about religion. Take time and see so you can open up the eyes of your understanding by just simply quieting your mind 15 minutes a day. I believe from the evidence in my life that it will change your life.
Your hands are wet firecrackers. Your mind is an atomic bomb with 1 second left on the clock. Believe in yourself. Put yourself in a wonderful place. Put yourself in a rich and prosperous place. That is my desire for you. Love yourself. Use your mind to take you to the next step. In the next episode, we're going to be covering some information on what can you do with your music to get it known? What's the best thing to do? Pay attention to the fans that you have on social media? Change Spotify numbers? Running after ads? Doing this, doing that? We're going to go over that, and I'm going to show you some secrets that could change your engagement with the people that are listening to your music online. Have a beautiful and wonderful day. I'm DJ Dr. Watts. My partner is Lady Jen. We are husband and wife and ambassadors of Good Frequency, president and vice president, respectively, of Son of Man Records. Sarah and Boaz Productions is where we make the beat. You already know. Have a beautiful one. Be blessed. And remember, use your mind. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Success. I'd like to thank everyone for being here. Thank you, everyone that's listening, and I hope that this podcast, no, I believe that this podcast is of a blessing unto you and unto your life. And today, we want to talk about, I would like to discuss with you, we don't have to, we get to. Now, I'm going to use myself for an example. I don't have to get up this morning and compose EDM music. I get to. I don't have to get up this morning and do a podcast. I get to. I don't have to get up this morning and license music. I get to. I don't have to get up this morning and make graphics. I get to. I don't have to get up this morning and make videos. I get to. I don't have to get up this morning and make deals. I get to. I don't get up this morning and have to meet new artists. I get to. I don't get up this morning and have to make graphics for these videos. I get to. I don't get up this morning and sign up for another service. I get to. I don't have to. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to do anything. Have to, in our mind, has a connotation of being forced. I don't have to. I get to. I get to. Let that soak into your head. I get to. I don't have to. I get to. I am fortunate that I know how to make music. I am fortunate that I know how to compose music since the age of 5. I am fortunate that I know music. I am fortunate that I know scales. I am blessed and I appreciate that I understand music chords. I understand how to move chords and how to affect emotion. I am blessed in everything that I do. I am blessed everywhere I go, and I am blessed at every turn. And I would like to take this time to just tell you, and maybe be a blessing unto your life, that you don't have to do anything. You get to. You don't have to get up this morning. You get to. You don't have to start in your business today. You get to. You don't have to move this over this and that over there. You get to. So have a beautiful day and a beautiful time and understand that these things that are happening in our lives, we don't have to. We get to. We get to. So if you got to write emails, you don't have to write emails. You get to. You have a chance to affect commerce. People have always wanted to be like businesses. Now you understand what businesses have to go through in order to get our attention. But don't worry about it. Just like I tell all people all the time, start the beginning of your day with meditation. Let your business plan first start with meditation. Let your inner being guide you and don't try to guide yourself, and watch how wonderful things turn out. I am so excited to be here this morning. This is my first podcast. I've got to do some other ones, but I am so thankful to be here. I don't have to get up this morning. I get to. I get to. You know, just changing your mindset, and my energy is even flowing different from me as I was coming home. I woke up this morning and I meditated, and I gave my mind the only thought that I chose. I chose. I chose, I'm sorry, somebody just sent me a text, an artist just sent me a text that I've been reaching out to. They got a beautiful story. They got a famous mother and father. And I don't really want to go into that right now, but I was just, I'm just telling them what my inner being is just releasing me to say that they're wonderful, they're great. This is what I tell everybody. You're wonderful and you're great. Things are always working out for you. Life is so beautiful for you. This is a blessing and wonderful day for you. I just want to, if I can help you manifest, what can I do to help you manifest? Just put you in the place. You want that home. I believe you can get that home. I believe that home is yours. I believe that job is yours. I believe that company is yours. I believe that mate is yours. I believe that healing is yours. We don't have to, we get to. I have the privilege to sit on this and broadcast through this platform that I didn't even put one dime down to build. And it's open for me. This is nothing but the universe with an open door. I don't have to. I get to. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate. I appreciate. I appreciate what I have into more by showing gratitude for the things that I have now. I appreciate. I appreciate. I more show appreciation than gratitude, because gratitude points to I'm glad I got this and not that. But appreciation is I appreciate this. I am constantly looking forward and not looking backward, not even to the last 15 minutes. Have a beautiful day. I'm DJ Dr. Watts. We are ambassadors of good frequency, and this is the Commercial Music Success Club. It all starts with the mind, and everything else will follow. Have a beautiful, wonderful, and blessed day. And remember, meditate and quiet your mind 15 minutes a day before you do anything. Give your first attention to the universe in you and watch what happens. Just be quiet for 15 minutes. Don't figure out anything. Don't try to make anything happen. Don't try to come up with any plans. Don't try to use any of your understanding, because you know not. Trust me, you know not. Your job is to emit the feeling. The universe's job is to do the how. Peace. Good morning, everyone in the Commercial Music Success Club. Thank you so much for your views and listens, and I hope that this information is being of some benefit unto you. I have something that I want to share with you today that has actually blown my mind, and I bet you haven't heard of something like this, and if you haven't taken advantage of it, I suggest that you should. I connected to a platform called Audius. Hold on, let me look up here on my, make sure everything is correct. AUDIUS.com. I will put the links also in the description so you'll see them there. And they recently acquired this platform called Soundstage. Now, what Soundstage is a place where people go and they have virtual concerts. Now, when you sign up and make an account, you get your own personal soundstage. And you also can invite people to come into, and they'll be in there with little chat bubbles in the soundstage with you, all private, all VIP. They got to get a ticket. It's not an anything where everybody can come. There's a very, you get your most serious supporters can come there and support you. And they can buy your merch. There's a virtual store that they're implementing. But right now, if you have NFTs on OpenSea, which I have OpenSea NFTs on OpenSea and on Rarible, I connected my wallet to it and all of my NFTs showed up, and I just put them on my wall in my club soundstage. And while people are listening to me DJ, I'm up in a DJ booth. It looks just like a club, but it's beautiful and it's computerized and it's just 3D. It's beautiful. And I say computerized like we're not in 2023. But anyway, I come from the years of BASIC back in the day, back in the Commodore 64. So like I say, all of this stuff is still blowing my mind. This is Web 3.0 Metaverse. Streaming music. Get a chance for your fans to be in there, and you can talk to your fans and they can talk to you, and people can dance in there. They have their phones on them and their little bubbles while they're dancing, and you can see them, and it's not a virtual adaptation of them. It's actually the video of them, so people still have the human experience there. And I suggest that you sign up at AUDIUS.com. And before I go any further, I am not paid a commission for this. I'm not paid an affiliate fee for this. None of that. I'm just doing this because I'm always telling y'all about stuff to make you up your game. You need to up your game on this. Check it out, Audius, and then go over to soundstage.fm. I am going to leave The link in the description of this post, of this episode, and I want to help you and show you, get out there and do something new. Get a chance to get one-on-one with the fans. Learn that from Cardi B. Start, when your fans support you, you go and support them. Make it a circuit. Don't just let them support you and just cut it off in behalf. If you turn around and support them, they still come and support you. You come and thank you. You find out their birthday, you send them a little birthday card, either digital or actual card. Treat your fans nice. Collect their birthdays. Do stuff like that, okay? Your supporters. I'm DJ Dr. Watch, my partner's Lady Jen. We're ambassadors of good frequency. Check out audius.com. And you can check out soundstage.fm. I'll put the links into the description there. Y'all have a wonderful day. And by the way, we're having a concert there on the 28th of July at 10:34 p.m. Mountain Time. And I have 100 free tickets, so you need to move fast because they're going fast. I got people from the site that are buying, that are getting them up, and they're taking the spots. I'm going to be there making our original, not making, but mixing our original EDM, house music, tech music, dubstep music, lo-fi, hip-hop, chill-out, all kind of stuff. All original music, and music also from my Spotify page. So thank you for that. You can also follow us on Spotify and all social media, DJ DRWATTZ, and on Twitter. Thank you so much. And I want you to go and look for yourself. And also, I'm going to leave a link to a video that I have on YouTube, and you can see what it looks like inside my sound stage. So have a beautiful day. Be blessed and take your music to the next level. Peace.